What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
So the Steve Eisenman press conference just ended. We'll see if we can get some sound from that here with the what the Wings general manager had to say from his own mouth. We've read some quotes, but we'd rather hear it in full context. So we'll get some of that coming up in a little bit here. But people do want to say some things about what's happening here with this team at this point. Let's start with Greg in Westland. Greg, welcome to 97 on the Ticket. Hey, Greg.
Good afternoon, guys.
Hey, Greg.
I wasn't going to really call in until I heard Rieger say that Eisenman didn't do anything to make this team tougher to play against. And I totally agree. This is one of the softest teams in NHL. That's why they lost a lot of third periods, because they wear nobody down. They have no big wingers. Soderblom, I don't know about him. He reminds me of Darko Milicic in a hockey jersey.
Why?
Because he's tall?
What?
Why do you say just because he's tall or what?
Well, he's only got eight or nine goals the whole season. I mean, he was brought to score. Same thing with Berggren. I don't know why they re-signed Berggren. Well, I can see why they signed him, maybe to trade him. But he's just another Philip Zazina. He's got a shot from the circle. He's slow on the back check. He's not a corner guy. This team has no grit, and they didn't accomplish anything,
hey, Greg,
in that area.
Greg, I don't disagree with you, but the disturbing thing to me is you see this team. Eisenman said they're marginally better, which maybe he's right about that. But it's hard to envision them getting much better to make any kind of run or get in the postseason as the team is currently constructed. You needed something more, and they didn't get it, at least up to this point.
I understand that. I would have went after Tanner Janot, who went to Boston. The East is a pretty tough division. And, you know, we have nobody. I mean, look at Florida. They won the Stanley Cup with two legitimate tough guys on their fourth line.
Yeah, a lot of better team building there, too. You're right.
I mean, they also have, you know, a triumvirate of amazing players. And, by the way, one of the best goaltenders in hockey. So, I mean, there's a lot to look at there. That being said, look, it's the age-old thing. The Wings aren't tough enough, right? I get so tired of hearing that. However,
he's not wrong, though.
I don't think he's wrong. It just is normal responses. Like, all right, whatever, here we go. But yeah, they do need to get tougher. They need to be more physical out there. And the guys they have with size, there aren't many.
So Gator.
Rasmussen has size. He starts to throw it around a little bit, but he gets hurt a lot. Soderblom, I think, is maybe I'm way higher on Soderblom than I think the most people are. I just think there's tons of potential there that he's just scratching the surface.
Yeah, sure, he's not out.
He hasn't even played 50 games in the NHL. He's got 9 goals in 47 career games over the last 2 years. And I think if you watch closely in the second half of last season, we started getting some ice time. He was making things happen. I think he's going to be a much better player than people think. Now, is he going to be an all-star? I doubt it. But is he going to be a guy that can be a 50-point-a-game or 50-point-a-season guy? I hope so. I hope he's a guy who can get a 20-goal score. I hope he is. With that kind of size, That's an advantage on the power play at the very least in one of the power play units. And he's got good hands. He makes things happen in tight spaces that you just don't expect because he's 6'8". But yeah, I'd like to see guys that are more physical. I think they drafted Carter Bear, but we're not going to see him for three or four years.
No, see, but Elmer, or at least a guy like Elmer, is not really a selling point. That's the other thing. I keep going back to 100 years. I keep going back to hockey is all about tradition, and essentially this is the team you're going to throw out there. Like he said, yes, in a perfect world, I can get a top six forward. I could get a top four defenseman. He's going to have to trade for both. Is he going to be able to pull that off when he hasn't done much of anything like that over the course of the last 3 to 4 years?
Back to the phones, and Chad is in Detroit. Next up here, 97 with the ticket. Hey, Chad.
Hey, Chad.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing?
A little frustrated.
I you can probably sense it already in my stammering. I don't even know what to talk about first. Eiserman is so over his skis as in this job. Julian Breezeball, make no mistake, is and has been the GM of the Tampa Bay Lightning for a very long time, even when Eiserman was there. And it's very evident that that's the case with Steve here. 7 years in, we only have three players total that have been drafted from rounds 2 through 7 by Eiserman that have ever played for the Red Wings. Three out of like 45 picks.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you on this point. I'd give Eiserman credit for hitting on just about all of his first round picks, but beyond the first round,
a trained seal.
Hey, Chad,
a trained seal.
Don't stop. Don't say that.
Round.
Don't say that. Don't say the trained seal stuff. All right, but I will agree with you.
Am I wrong?
Yes, you're wrong. A trained seal. Shut up with that. If you want to be... how many times has he picked in the top three? Trained seals can pick the top pick in the draft, but, I mean, does a trained seal go out there and draft Mo Sider when everybody says, what are you doing? Right?
It's not like Mo was the 28th pick. He was the 6th pick.
Yeah, and people all question, why the hell is he picking him at 6, and he ends up being a guy who was very well valued at that point.
Yeah, but the problem is there's not too many examples like that. Yeah, forget the trained seal thing, but there's not too many examples of Eiserman winning a trade, winning a move, being the guy that we thought. And again, the bar is so low now. Make the damn postseason.
It's a different take now what he's doing, what he's having to do now than what he was when he took over the team. Like you mentioned earlier, getting first round picks in exchange for guys.
He's really good at that.
That was before.
Yeah.
As the team was horrible and they're trying to get better by accruing as many draft picks as possible and then building it up that way, as opposed to now where this team should be in the playoffs. They've been close for the last 3 years and they've failed, which is it's abject failure not making it. But now he's having to trade from a different standpoint. Now he's trying to trade for actual NHL players that'll be impact players on his team, and he hasn't gotten. He did with DeBrincat.
That's it.
But it's tough to go beyond that.
I mean, the sad thing is, and we're not doing it this time around, but Patrick Kane, that is looked at as one of Steve Eiserman's better moves. Over the hill forward that was fine enough and likes playing in Detroit. And
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And likes Alex DeBrincat, so he's sticking around. I can name two moves that I think were good from Steve Yzerman from that point of view. Forget drafting. We're talking about the entire job. It's Patrick Kane. You got him when other teams were interested after the hip surgery, right?
Right.
You didn't know how good he'd be.
Took a chance.
That surgery, usually guys don't come back from. So I give him credit for that. And DeBrincat, we already talked about. Gator, other than that, and I'm not saying you disagree, but other than that, give me an Yzerman move where you said to yourself, damn, we got the right guy.
There were times a few years ago that they made initial moves to get better players on this team that made the team go from being one of the worst teams in hockey to being a team who was competing. But those players end up, after a year or two, they didn't hold up.
Like, give me an example.
I'm trying to remember who the player, I'm thinking, like, this is back in like the Pugh Suter era, in the embryonic stages of the first year. Actually, embryonic stages.
When Anthony Mantha was on the team and Andreas Anthony was on the team.
I'm talking about well after that. When they traded to get more experienced players that made the team better and more professional out there. Like the early couple of years of a cop and comfort contract.
Right, where you could make the point.
When they first started, they were better and they helped get the team better. But those players have a limit of how good they are. David Perron was another one.
Right. And those are things that again, Yzerman came in with a lot of praise. And to go from the 2019 team, which was truly pathetic and had like 12 wins or whatever, Jeff Blashill was the coach, to go from like that team to just like, okay, on the verge of the postseason, that's what you've done in 7 years. It's just not good enough. And this had to be the year. And then you add the fact that, like, hey, what happened with Jake Walman? You had to attach a second round pick. Stuff like this.
Well, don't say had, say has to be, because there's still time to get something done, as
understood.
You've already said.
Understood.
Yeah. So this has to be the year that
this
they
does
get something done.
But as of right now, and we're going to hear the comments, I hope, but what you've read and what you know, do you really believe he's going to get the job done? Do you really believe he's going to make a move that you believe significantly improves this team? I don't.
I do. I think there's going to be. I think there's a trade he makes to get that top four defenseman or top six forward that we're all going to go, wow, that's a good move.
And if not, then I'll be back in my face.
And fair enough. Then we're going to ride out the season and we'll see. Hey, cap space going into the trade deadline,
sucks.
And
nobody
it's going
to
be that whole
be
thing
like
again.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get to the off season and we're going to say, you know, if the team fails to make the playoffs, then yeah, I think he probably has to go as a GM. I think this is why this has to be the year for him here. I don't know what Chris Ilitch is thinking. Only Chris Ilitch knows what Chris Ilitch is thinking. I know Steve Yzerman is laser focused on what he's going to do, and he tunes out to what anybody else is going to say. He doesn't believe in the hot seat or all that. But for me, yeah, if they don't make the playoffs this year, he's got to go. And yeah. I love Steve Yzerman, but
everybody does. But you got to separate the love of the player and the love of the GM. And I just, for some reason, hearing the comments today makes things worse for me. And again, he gets the time. He gets time. He can still make really big, impactful trades. But the point about the salary cap having gone up and more teams having money so they don't feel maybe they need to trade guys to get under the cap, I wonder how that affects things and how that affects Yzerman.
248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Same to text as well. Doug's in White Lake. Doug, welcome to 97 on the ticket. Hey, Doug.
Hey, Dougie.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Fabulous.
Hey, listen, thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it. You guys have a great show.
Thank you.
Listen, I wanted to mention to you about a really good comeback player. I'm an older guy, but I was down at the 1968 World Series, and Bob Gibson set a record for most strikeouts in that year, that game, I should say, in 17 strikeouts. And Denny McClain won 32 games. Well, left out in the last place there was Mickey Lolich. Well, Mickey Lolich did win 17 games that year, but the year before he hardly did anything at all. But Mickey Lolich would be my comeback guy because he went ahead and won the last game of the World Series that the Tigers
Well, he certainly had a World, and thanks for the call. He had a great World Series and won the three games. World Series.
My mother tells me all about it.
Yeah. And he had he was 17-9 in 1968, but he won 14 games the previous 2 years, 15 games the year before that. He won 18 games the year before that. So I don't know if Mickey Lolich would fall in that category, but certainly what he did in the World Series was legendary. And he will always be remembered for winning those three games in the 68 World Series. For those of you that were around at that time, I was not. But yes, I know that was absolutely legendary. I doubt he was anywhere near as maligned by the fans leading up to that as Javi Baez, which was our whole point. The fans have done a complete 180 on Javi, because Javi's done a complete 180 with his career as a Detroit Tiger. 248-539-9797. This is 97.1, The Ticket.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.